In June 2025, MIT's Media Lab published a study where they put EEG headsets, so the ones that measure your brain's activity, on 54 students and had them write essays. One group used ChatGPT, one used a search engine, and one just used their brain. And the results were honestly kind of scary, because the group that used ChatGPT had the weakest brain connectivity out of all three groups. But the really interesting thing is that 83% of the ChatGPT users couldn't even recall the key points from their own essays, from the essays they have written. So they just wrote them moments ago and they had no idea what was in there. And that's what the researchers called cognitive debt. So the idea that every time you let AI think for you, you accumulate a little bit of debt in your own thinking ability. And this debt, of course, compounds over time the more often you do that. So the easy answer may be that AI is simply making us dumber. And I also think the risk is definitely there, but not as something that is inevitable. I really see developers blankly accepting every single permission that Claude asks for. I see developers getting code generated and just hitting accept without reading a single line. Will that make you dumber? Of course it will. Because if you reduce your work from thinking through more complex solutions to just hitting enter, your brain will slowly but consistently consider what it has learned before as less important, because you're simply not using that knowledge anymore. And do you know what we also call this work style? Vibe coding. This is really not real development. There is a big difference between the two, and I think it's really important to make this clear. But vibe coding is about prototyping, but not really about building scaling software for a large user base. Vibe coding is about using agentic tools without actually understanding what they are doing. But in real development, you are forced to think everything through, or you will simply end up with a prototype that only works in the happy path. So every architecture decision, every function, every edge case, you have to understand why you're writing what you're writing, or why the AI is writing what it's writing. But the thing is, with AI, there is at least the easy path. So the path where you don't think anything through, and you still get a certain outcome. So your app compiles, something shows up on the screen, and it kind of works. But that outcome has absolutely nothing to do with real-world development. It's in the end an illusion of productivity. So if you want to seriously get into AI-assisted development, you don't need to be afraid of it making you dumber, because real AI-assisted development does not mean that you stop understanding the technical foundation. It doesn't mean that you suddenly stop thinking. It actually means you just become more of a supervisor. You take a look at what AI is generating, but you still have to think through every single line of code it writes and evaluate whether that makes sense. So does this piece of code fit into your architecture? Is this maybe the right abstraction for what you're building? Are there maybe edge cases that this code misses? These decisions and this review, that's still on you, because AI doesn't ultimately do that part for you. And when it does, then that's really just a suggestion it gives you that can very well be very harmful for your code base. But AI can't tell you whether that suggestion is actually what you should stick to or not. So whether that is truly the best possible option here. So does AI make us dumber? It depends, because AI absolutely enables people to become lazy, of course, because you can build something with it while being lazy. And obviously, if you become lazier and you spend less time getting into technical details, understanding the why, then you get less knowledge. And if you get less knowledge, then you ultimately know less, obviously. So yes, the AI creates the possibility of this happening. It opens that door after all, but whether you really walk through it, that is entirely on you. That's not a problem of AI, but that's a problem of the developer who uses it. So if you are getting into this, into AI-assisted development, then you just have to be disciplined of not letting that happen, because that will really ruin you as a developer. Really, get used to wanting to understand the why behind every single line of code. AI is in the end really just an accelerator of what you already know, and that can also be a problem. Because if your knowledge about a topic has gaps, then letting AI execute on that will just make those gaps larger and larger over time the more you prompt. So it will just build on top of this brittle foundation so much faster than if you were just for yourself, that you will just build garbage faster overall. And when there are possible issues and you don't have the necessary technical understanding, you will also spot these issues way later when there is a much bigger mess to clean up. On the other hand, however, if you truly understand every little design decision to make and you then get into AI properly, it will let you write good and correct code 5 to 10 times faster. And that's really the point where you will become an extremely in-demand developer for any company, because you in the end deliver 5 to 10 times the output of a technically equivalent developer who doesn't, however, know how to use AI to do this that much faster. And then it, of course, also gets way easier to justify earning significantly more than someone who just doesn't know how to use it. So long story short, be very attentive on every permission AI asks you for, because if you're already doing it right and you go into this Claude Code mode where you have to always hit approve, that is, of course, good that that you don't let it blindly execute certain stuff. But if you then blindly accept those permissions, that mode is nowhere better than just the bypass permissions mode. You, of course, have to read the commands it executes and really think through whether that makes sense. Then, of course, don't blindly accept what it recommends, but really push yourself to think through these things. And, of course, don't skip the fundamentals. If you are really new to agentic coding, to Claude Code, then a really good starting point with agentic coding is just having the right skills for your agent. So in the end, know is how to set up a good foundation with good coding standards. And for exactly that, I've actually put together 8 Claude Code skills that in the end make it stick to my personal architectural best practices without you having to teach it that. So it will automatically pick these up when it builds some sort of architectural thing in your code base. They are completely free. You can download them. Link below. Thanks for watching. I will see you back in the next video. Have an amazing rest of your week. Bye-bye.